The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. NATO has dropped some 4,300 bombs on Libya in its effort to protect civilians. But now, a spokesman admits that on Sunday, in Tripoli, one of those bombs missed and hit a neighborhood.
This technical failure may have caused a number of civilian casualties.
This is cold-blooded murder!
Muammar Gaddafi's spokesman expressing outrage at the 9 civilians, including 2 children, apparently killed by mistake. Although CBS's Alan Pizzi got a tip that Gaddafi was trying to bait NATO into making just the kind of mistake that happened on Sunday.
The Libyan officials who brought us here insist this is a civilian area that was bombed by NATO. But a man has just sidled up to me and murmured another version in my ear. I am afraid, he said, but I'm going to tell you something secret. There are anti-aircraft guns behind this building.
All this comes as members of Congress debate whether the war in Libya is even legal at this point. More after this from Charlie. Under the War Powers Act, a president who sends U.S. soldiers into war has to have them out within 90 days unless Congress gives consent. In the case of Libya, the 90 days were up on Sunday. But the president argues that with no boots on the ground, what's going on in Libya is not a war. CBS Pentagon correspondent David Martin says mistakes like NATO's errant bomb yesterday don't help his argument.
Well, they certainly serve as reminders that there's a war going on in Libya and make President Obama's claim that the War Powers Act does not apply seem like something of a stretch.
But Congress doesn't seem ready to force the issue by cutting off funding. On PBS, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid basically blew off the 90-day deadline.
We have no troops on the ground there, and this thing's going to be over before you know it anyway. So
he didn't define the term before you know it, but clearly it's more than 90 days. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, June 20th, 2011.